Welcome back to In Depth. That is the PSA program you're listening to right now on all Lotus radio stations. And in the studio right now, wonderful a pair of people, Gene Hughes and Tina Draculich from Art Heals War Wounds. How are you both?
Terrific.
Excellent.
How are you?
Wonderful. I'm doing very well. And Tina, I want to kind of get your story real quick. I got your information through a cohort, and I want to know how you got involved with this organization. Did you start it yourself? How it works, that sort of thing.
Okay, so originally I am the founder of DJD Foundation, which is what we, our business name is David J. Draculich Foundation for Freedom of Expression. And it was the result of the loss of our son. My husband and I lost David in 2008, and we began looking for charitable causes that would help us and help his legacy, and we wound up creating DJD Foundation.
Okay, wonderful. And what do you do?
What we do, our mission is to provide arts and recreational programming for veterans and the military-connected community, and that's friends and family of veterans and active duty, because every single person that's related to someone who serves makes a sacrifice, and they have a story to tell that our community needs to know.
Definitely. And art definitely is a wonderful method of telling that story.
The arts are a form of communication that tells stories in ways that we understand beyond our brains.
Yeah.
And not only that, but they are extremely beneficial in healing from physical and emotional and spiritual pain.
Definitely. I most definitely agree with that. And as far as the arts go, do you run the gamut? Are we just talking about visual arts? Are we talking about poetry?
We try to run the gambit. I personally and my son David were visual artists, so that's where we began. But our arts programming includes writing. So we do have poetry and literature. We have drama because we work with Reno Little Theater to put that poetry and literature out on an annual basis. And we have combat paper, which is making paper out of uniforms.
Oh, wow.
And that's a form of visual art that leads into sculpture.
Okay.
So those are our main programs at this time.
That's fantastic. And how can people kind of get involved, I guess?
Do you
reach out to veterans organizations, or do you take individuals? What do you?
Yes, both. We reach out to veterans organizations and we take individuals. We are always happy to be received through email, and you can find us on our website, which is www.artheelswarwounds.com. And we're also on Facebook under David J. Draculich Art Foundation.
Very cool. And let's take it over to Gene. Gene Hughes, how are you involved in this organization, and what do you do for it?
Well, I'm involved in a number of ways. I'm a co-director, and I also teach the Veterans Art Project at the VA Hospital. And so every aspect of the organization I'm kind of involved with, especially the creative portion of it.
Cool. So you're almost like you're set the curriculum in a sense. You're kind of the lesson planner.
In fact, our art program is pretty unique. We currently meet twice weekly at the VA hospital. And what we do is we receive veterans as they come in, and we find out where they are artistically, and we try to take them to where they want to go, where they have a vision to go artistically. Okay. And in the process, of course, art heals war wounds.
Yeah, indeed so. And the title isn't an accident.
No,
sure.
It isn't.
So as far as kind of making the plan, is there as soon as they have kind of a set goal of where they want to go with their art, is it just an ongoing process? You probably worked with these people year in and year out, or is it there an end point?
Okay, well, you know what? There is an end point, and it's when they experience healing. When they experience that healing, and a number of them have gone on to become professional artists.
Wow.
So what we do is we find out, let me give you an example. A guy comes in and he says, you know what, I would really love to learn to paint. And I say, okay, then let's work with some materials and see where you are. Now, it's not only me in the class, there's another instructor. There's two instructors in the class, and between the two of us, with our experience and everything, we can help most veterans that walk through that door.
Wow. That's fantastic. It's good to double team that sort of thing.
Oh, it is, because it's exhausting. You know, typically in art schools, the whole class will do, say, figure drawing. and everybody will learn at the same time, almost the same pace. In our class, because we are dealing with veterans with emotional and spiritual and different issues,
right,
we accept them where they are and we say, where do you want to go? And so we're constantly, between the two of us, turning on our brains, turning it off. Because this guy might paint, that one might use pen and ink, the other one might use pastels. So that's what makes our class truly, truly unique.
All right. And I guess how does the funding work? I guess, is it all volunteer-based? Do you need funding from donations?
Oh, we always need funding.
Yeah. Okay.
Because our mission is always, you know, our the programs that we come up with are always expanding. And so we always need funding in order to get out into the community and to bring in the community as well. So we always, always need funding.
Good.
Thank you for asking that.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's why you're here. I want to get the word out about what you do, and it's a wonderful thing that you do, and why not get some support financially for doing that? But also, volunteers, are you looking for any artistic people out there in the world who might want to help out? Are you accepting their help?
Yes, we would love to have volunteers to come in and work with veterans. If they're veterans themselves and artists, or if they're civilian artists that are interested in doing charitable work, we can team them up with some students that would like to progress beyond the classroom hours. And we also do projects for right now. We're looking for volunteers to help us fold the 1,000 crane project that we have going
exciting.
With the City of Sparks.
So, okay, so what is the details of this?
So the details of that is, it's called The Legend of 1,000 Combat Paper Cranes, with the thought in mind that if you fold 1,000 cranes, that would be like asking for your wishes and prayers to come true. Mm. So it's an effort that the community gets to put together towards healing and peace and knowledge
for the whole city,
and right. communication for our community between civilians and veterans. So what we're doing is making the paper for the cranes out of combat paper. Mm. And then individuals that join us, or we have been meeting at other places, we've met at the VA and the Eddie House, for example, will work with us and decorate those cranes and learn how to fold them. And then their names will go on the roster when it's installed. This piece of work that we're doing currently was sponsored by the City of Sparks and Nevada Humanities.
It is so exciting.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic.
And you know what? I think we ought to tell you that where we get the uniforms from to make the paper are the veterans who are returning. They want to cut up their own uniforms. And we get decommissioned uniforms from the military.
Oh, wow.
Because they love what it is we do, too, with the paper.
I bet.
And artists themselves have been inquiring about the paper and want to be a part of this. And we're just so excited to be working with the entire City of Sparks to create an art project. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
I never have.
So we're thoroughly excited, and the more people learn about it, the more people come on board. And so anybody who wants to help us out, we give them that address again so they could find us. And
yeah, so to build on that, they can find information on helping us with the cranes on www.artheelswarwounds.com or on Facebook as well. And we are actually folding in the City of Sparks at the Sparks Library on Monday from 2 to 5:30.
Okay.
And we would love people to drop by.
Great. And I can't remember where I was going to go with the next question. Oh, any topics I didn't touch on that you'd like to?
Well, yeah, there's a project that we're working on, and we shared it with the community during Art Town.
Okay.
We had this exhibit called Waving in the Wind. And what it was an exhibit that was comprised of veteran artists working on combat paper that we had embossed the American flag on. And we handed it, because it's been this whole controversy about the flag. And we thought, you know, you've listened to everybody, the president, the congressmen, the senators, and we wanted the community to actually hear from veterans. And so we gave them we embossed the flags, different sizes, all the way up to 4x6, and we invited them to express themselves. And those expressions became the foundation for the show, the exhibit we had during the Art Town. And the response from the community was so overwhelming that we decided we were going to take this exhibit to other cities and invite veterans in that particular city.
Wow.
To create artwork to add to the collection when we appear in their city.
So
we are
truly keep growing and growing.
Yes, hopefully one day, you know, when we finish going across the country, because we'd like to go across the country and invite veterans to do this at each city, mm-hmm. then maybe we can have a gigantic show at the end of going across the country.
All right. Well, that sounds like a fantastic idea.
It is.
I want to thank you both so much for coming in. Gene Hughes, Tina Draculich from Art Heals War Wounds. And again, give me that website again.
www.artheelswarwounds.com.
All right. Pretty straightforward. Thanks
a lot,
guys.
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you.